people in Skagway get the first crack at us.
A Haynes show sets out to tour North America with opening night in Skagway, plus weekend events in the Upperland Canal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tari Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Imagine cruise ship season as a summer-long Skagway party with more than 700,000 guests from all over the world. Now imagine the cleanup after that party. National Public Lands Day was established to help tidy up parks, trails, and waterways following the busiest season of the year, and Skagway volunteers gather this Saturday for one final cleanup before winter sets in. Cindy Von Halley is Chief of Interpretation for the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park.
National Public Lands Day is celebrated all across the country. Again, this is a national emphasis, and it's promoting volunteerism, people to come out and help clean up or do any kind of project that the park needs done. And we're just finishing up, you know, a busy summer over here in Klondike Gold Rush and all over the area, and we'd like to tidy up a little bit for the winter that's coming just around the corner. So get our trails cleaned up a little bit and our town spruced up. We're pretty good about keeping it clean anyway, but things accumulate with having so many thousands of people visiting this summer.
The park is working with the Taya Inlet Watershed Council to spruce up Skagway and Dyea. The effort will focus on general trash cleanup with gloves, trash bags, and grabbers provided.
So the cleanup is designed to just get out one more time, enjoy the nice weather. It should be mild and still good hiking weather, and we can get out and do the trails around town. And we're going to have a free shuttle that goes out to Dyea and to the Long Bay. We're working with the Taya Inlet Watershed Group, and their focus is, of course, the waterways and the streams. And they're hoping some people will get out and want to help straighten up the area around Pullen Creek and get any, you know, messy trash that might be left over from all our winds. You know, wind kicks things up, blows things around, just get things kind of cleaned up for the winter.
Volunteers can choose which area they want to work on this Saturday, including out-of-town, downtown, and near-town options.
We're focusing in on Dyea and work along the Long Bay area. That's where the shuttle will take people out of town. And then, of course, in town, we'll focus on the historic district. We'll go out to Yucatania Point and work along those trails, and then along Pullen Creek. But we're going to have lots of places for people to pick and choose, and we're just working in the morning from 9 to noon this Saturday.
Morning coffee, snacks, and transportation are provided. The day starts with free coffee at 9 a.m. at Glacial Smoothies and ends with a preview of a PBS documentary series that will show in Skagway over the next 6 weeks.
This is real easy. They can stop at the Glacial Smoothies for free coffee to start the day. And that's where the shuttle will pick people up and take them out to Dyea. And we'll just have a real brief introduction to the projects, have people get the free coffee and get on their way. Then at around noon, we're hoping to stage a photographic opportunity with all our trash bags, if we can, pile them all up and take pictures, and then we'll have some snacks and watch a preview to the National Parks movie that's going to start in just a few days.
National Public Lands Day is Saturday, September 26th, and is thought to be the most popular day for volunteer work in United States parks.
There are all the national parks, state parks, community events held all over the country, just to remind people to get out and enjoy their public lands and to give something back to those places that they love to visit most of the year.
An auction of time and talents is just one way that six Haynes High School students and three adults are planning to make their way to Kenya next summer. The group first began planning their mission trip 4 years ago, and it's been mostly the kids who have been doing the planning.
Okay. When we go, we'll all be 16. I'll be 17. Everyone else will be 16.
Abby Jones is one of the participants and hopes the trip will be a life-changing cultural experience for both the U.S. group and the Kenyans.
It is a place where we can experience a different culture and see what it's like in different places around the world. And this village, they do a lot of farming. They make all their own baskets and things like that. So we would just be helping out with what they do and just being there to offer support and also show them what it's like living in America.
Only one of the students and one of the chaperones has traveled outside of North America. Hannah Wing is another student going to Africa.
It will be a big culture shock, I think, especially like being without just the necessities that we're so used to having that we don't really think about. Yeah. Maybe like like bathrooms, and I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be bathrooms,
but
like,
yeah,
but I mean,
they have like packed dirt floors and like
and, yeah,
sod grass roofs, and so it's a lot different.
Al Badgley is one of the adults accompanying the kids to Africa and says the Time and Talents auction is based on the idea that it's as valuable to give of yourself as it is to give financially. The students and chaperones represent four different local churches and are hosting the auction, which will include a bake sale, silent auction for handiwork and household services, and information about the Kenya trip.
A lot of people that maybe aren't financially able to contribute to an event like this, but they can make something. They can babysit. They can cook something. There's people that make phenomenal pies. There's people that can weave things. There's people that can quilt things, people that take certain great pictures. There's a lot of things that people do, and that's what this talent is going to be. We're going to have an event where the people that are willing to donate one of their times or talents, and they will have these for sale, for auction, and having other people that maybe want to take advantage of this to contribute in that way.
Friday's auction starts at 7 p.m. at the Haynes School cafeteria. The public is encouraged to attend, and the group is still looking for donations of time or talent. To donate to the auction, call 766-2719. Once again, Abby Jones and Hannah Wing.
I think that it'll be really good to be immersed in their culture and embrace it. And they aren't as fortunate as us, so maybe when we come back, we'll have a different opinion, because we're used to things in America. We're used
to
having
things for granted.
Yeah, we take things for granted. We're used to seeing things and like just having them. But maybe after we go there, we'll be able to see things differently. So when we come back here, maybe talk to our peers and tell them how not to take things for granted. And then also, I hope that we can encourage the people in Metaboni to like, we are just some kids that planned a mission trip all on our own, and now it's actually coming true, so maybe encourage them that they can do things like that too.
Where'd he go?
He's in the back, remember?
You left him in the back last night.
Sorry.
We're walking to the back to find Nimrod of Ancient Babylon. Not the real one, but the wooden Nimrod with strings that will travel North America for the next 2 months in the Great Ziggurat Tour, led by Haynes puppeteer Burn Power.
We commissioned this to be made for us. This Nimrod puppet was made by Lenka Pavlichkova, who is a young carver from a family of carvers in the Czech Republic. And he's very well articulated and mobile and does all sorts of stuff. And you can almost hear him like, oh, ancient Babylon. You know, just like.
The group Reckoning Motions is a spinoff of longtime Haynes puppeteering creation Lilliputian Puppet Sideshow, and is heading out this weekend to bring the curiosities of puppetry to the outside. But first, a preview for the locals.
People in Skagway get the first crack at us.
And Haynes gets last 2 months later.
Yes, that just struck me as poetic.
Four performers make up Reckoning Motions, which brings opening night of the Great Ziggurat to the Skagway A&B Hall at 7 p.m. Monday, September 28th. Then, with the help of a Rasmussen grant and local support, down the Alcan to Whitehorse, Watson Lake, Fort St. John, Winnipeg, the U.S. East Coast, the Southeast through Texas and L.A., and back home.
We're basically going from coast, coast, coast. So we're just a big circle, and then get back on, probably do Juneau, and then come back to Haynes and do the final shows in Haynes, basically for free.
Power said some of the venues, which range from punk rock clubs to churches, really weren't sure what to think when they were asked to book an abstract puppet show.
Winnipeg is going to be at a really nice theater, and in Watson Lake it'll be at the Recreation Hall. But that's part of it, is I want to see how this concept of puppetry works just across the board. The nice thing is, like, if you have a rock band, they always say, what kind of music is it? As soon as you say, they say, well, we don't do that kind of music, or we do like that kind of music, but we only get these kind of people who come to it. But no one has any conception of what this is. So therefore, everyone's like, oh, puppets? Not for kids? Okay, sure.
Anyone with Lilliputian experience will probably agree when Power says the show is really meant for 10-year-olds and up, and that anyone not ready might find it strange.
Not that there's anything going on and that would be offensive. I just think it would be kind of strange to a person who is too young, because the show really has more of a point to it. So really, I think like someone in high school or and above would really kind of, it will tickle their brain in terms of history and, you know, what are these ziggurats in history and the towers that people build and how do they come and go and, you know, why do civilizations kind of fragment? Why do they build? And all these kinds of questions. Plus, we'll have, you know, vignettes featuring Jimmy Stewart and Kim Novak from Vertigo. King Kong will show up at different points. We've got the Texas Clock Tower will show up. Ooh. Those who know what that means know what that means. We've also got Buffy the Vampire Slayer showing up. We've got Rapunzel showing up in both comic and serious versions. And there's more than that.
But before the show hits the road, Haynes is invited to a free open house to preview The Great Ziggurat. That starts at 7 p.m. on Friday, September 25th, at the Sheldon Museum. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. As long as you have an internet connection, you can listen to KHNS News. Just go to khns.org and click on the Listen tab.